I want to talk college football. Over the weekend, look, KU and MU did what they needed to do and
bad opponents
handled their business. Yeah, Kansas looked good again. Missouri looked very good. It looks like that quarterback situation solved itself, unfortunately, for Sam Horn. He got hurt, too, so it was probably already going to be
Prabula.
So K-State, though, that's where the conversation lies, and what are we seeing out of them, and what do we buy into long-term issues? Is it just, hey, you know what? It's an Ireland hangover. That's what that was.
Iowa State didn't have any problem with their coming back from Ireland.
And that's the thing. K-State had a very close call. They should have lost the game, frankly.
Yes.
But, hey, wins are wins. But you win, you get out there, survive in advance against North Dakota. This is not North Dakota State. It's North Dakota. I know Bink mentioned that yesterday. He was making sure
not
we all knew.
Not as good as North Dakota State.
That North Dakota is not as good as North Dakota State. And that is true.
Which makes it, I think, stand out even more.
I think the troubling thing is the defense. I still am not worried about Avery Johnson. I told you guys that after the Iowa State game. I still do not think he is going to have a bad year. I still think Avery Johnson will be their biggest asset and all of that. The Dylan Edwards injury is definitely hurting them right now.
And he's probably not going to be back for Army.
Can they stop any? Like, can they get a stop against North Dakota? Those were not just, oh, flea flicker trick plays that North Dakota was running, and you're like, oh, man, they just had every trick up their sleeve. No, they were sustained drives that were really impressive against a defense that looks like it has some holes all over.
I was watching TCU's quarterback last night. I'm like, if I were K-State, I wouldn't be looking forward to my defense figuring out how that looks. That's easily the biggest concern. I'll be honest. The Iowa State loss was not enough for me to just, but like, I had originally predicted them to win the Big 12. I don't think they're doing that now.
Their odds have fallen way off.
Well, yeah. I mean, how can I think that they're a Big 12 winner now? Unless they solve some things and in a hurry. Their defense looks horrible. Avery Johnson looks good. He looks like a perfectly good Big 12 quarterback with some upper end potential to be a lot better than good. But if they're going to win a lot of football games this year, then I have to worry about the fact that they're going to have to outscore everybody. So Avery Johnson can't just be good. He's going to have to be great to win them some of these games in the Big 12 if this is what they're going to look like. The hangover thing feels like a big cop-out, knowing that Iowa State whipped up on their sad opponent for the exact
who ironically is ranked in the top five in FCS.
And sure, but like, I don't even trust the division. Like, I don't trust the D1 rankings. FCS rankings, I feel like they must know even less about how good those teams are. Turns out maybe North Dakota's a little better, maybe that team's a little worse, but they both stink. They're both below
compared
your
to them,
level.
Yes, 100%.
They're both way below your level of play. Iowa State came straight back from Ireland, had no problem. Now, they were riding high of a win and all the other stuff. I would give K-State one more game to look like a competent defense. If Army gets to them defensively, well, then they are going to be a bad defense this year. And they're going to have to figure out how to get Avery Johnson to, like, you know, like, level 1,000 here in a hurry.
And ironically enough, Cody, Army just lost to Tarleton State, who is an FCS opponent as well. Yeah. So the fact that Army lost to them, like, And I think the next three are Army, Arizona, and UCF. If K-State drop any of those, their chances are zero.
To win the Big 12, yeah.
Zero.
Updated,
like, they can figure it out maybe, but they need, as you guys said, a lot to turn around here.
Updated odds to win the Big 12 now. K-State 20-1. The favorite right now is Utah.
They opened 6-1, I think, K-State.
Yeah, they fell well. Well, then in fairness, they fell big time off of with the Iowa State loss.
Yeah, right.
But still, they just haven't looked good. Utah's the favorite, and then TCU, after their performance last night, all of a sudden, like, wait, maybe they have a running game. Utah, TCU at the top, and then Texas Tech, 6-1. Arizona State looked good, 6-1. Iowa State, 7.5-1. Baylor, 8-1. And Kansas at 12-1 before the drop-off with K-State, BYU, 22-1 to win the Big 12. It's still early for K-State. I told you, like, I don't think it should be like, oh my gosh,
college
we know.
Football, though, it's only like 10, 11, 12 games. You know, you don't get that much time.
They got to figure it out.
But they have to defensively improve with Army. They got Army, Arizona, and UCF, and Baylor. Drew, you mentioned the stretch. I mean, they just have to look far better on defense
to
give you
Baylor,
some hope that they can, you know, accomplish what they were set out to do. I mean, the back end of the schedule has Kansas, Texas Tech, Utah. We'll find out what Oklahoma State and Colorado are as the season goes on. Colorado lost on Thursday night. They did not look good.
Would you be willing to bet those the 12-1 odds for KU gold?
Not yet. MU and he might.
Yeah, I mean, like, I need to see them against. They've played
Fresno
State
and Wagner.
If they beat MU,
those odds won't be 12-1 anymore, though.
Fair, but they're also not going to be like 3-1 or something. Okay, you know what I mean? Right. Look, I guess if they were,
they'd be like 8-1 or 9-1.
Oh, wait, I want to see what they do against SEC competition because it's been Wagner and Fresno State.
Yes.
Fresno State's a legit program. Wagner, though, they did exactly what you're supposed to do. I've been impressed, you know, with Kansas, obviously.
Jalen Daniels, man, looks really good.
He does. But it's Border War Week, man. Saturday.
That line's still around 6.5, isn't it?
It is. Some books have it all the way up at 7, 7.5. So depending on what side you're wanting to take, you know, you can shop around.
Take KU on the points.
That's where I'm leaning 7.5 plus 7.5 Kansas. One book, I think it was FanDuel, actually, that had it all the way up to 7.5, which is interesting. We'll talk more about KUMU as the week goes on and everything.
I'm
excited for Saturday, man.
To go back to K-State real quick, I wonder what would it take for Chris Klieman to be on any, like, he's
won to me double digit games each of the last 2 years.
He's not getting fired after this year. I don't think he gets fired regardless of how they do.
No,
but
if they
go 6-6 and they lose a bowl, if they have another losing record, is that his seat is warm going into next year's situation?
It would have to be two consecutive years of that because you can't, in Kansas State, he won back to back.
He won a Big 12 title
and again,
3 years
yeah,
ago.
And
yeah,
again,
his
a
job's
little
not
off
in
where
jeopardy.
They should
I
be.
I agree.
No. That's crazy. That'd be crazy. They would have to lose 7 in a row or something crazy and finish with 3 wins to even have a conversation next year. That still wouldn't get him fired.
For this year, no, you're right.
There's nothing barring legal problems. There's nothing that could happen to result. Chris Kleiman's done
a great job.
An unbelievable job there in Manhattan, but they don't look good right now. That's just the reality. 2 games into the 2025 season.